Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition for the last 30 years.
It's Rosie on the House.
Rise and shine, everybody. Great big Arizona Saturday. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
I'm Rosie, and I brought the frog in my throat with me. And in studio this morning, of course, is my sweet and precious wife, Miss Jennifer. We got a big lineup today.
We do. We're going to go Wickenburg way today. And Romy has gotten in this little habit. He loves trivia. And so the first segment, we're supposed to come up with some place in time or history that refers back to whatever we're talking about. We're talking about Wickenburg today. Couldn't find a day and in history, but I did find a year in history. 1819, 200 years ago, Henry Wickenburg was born in Germany. And in 1847, he arrived in New York. 1850s, he hit the Arizona Territory. And in 1863, he opened the Vulture Mine. So all that over the last 200 years. Lots to think about Wickenburg way, huh?
So while the Civil War is raging at Gettysburg, Henry Wickenburg is out discovering gold at Vulture Mine.
Yeah, which would you prefer?
Golly. Well, you know, Wickenburg has a lot of very peculiar trivia points about it. It's the oldest city in Arizona.
North of Tucson. Isn't that crazy?
It was almost the territorial capital. It missed that designation by just two votes.
Little Wickenburg.
It at one time was the third largest city in the territory.
Well, very good, honey. You've been doing your homework.
And Grand Avenue, I mean, the reason Phoenix was built was Henry Wickenburg needed to feed his cattle and his miners. And he sent Jack Swilling to Phoenix to reopen closed canal systems that were hundreds of years old and start farming grass, hay, and food crops. And so they built Grand Avenue.
It's a big job.
A big job. So Wickenburg plays a big part of Arizona history.
Well, you and I snuck out on Tuesday and ran up Wickenburg way to just kind of check out our staycation. Winter is up there this weekend, staying at the Flying E Ranch. So we wanted to see the ranch. It was raining. It was the only day we had, but we went ahead and went. It was absolutely pouring. The drive up was fabulous. The highway just on each side covered in lupine and brittle bush and all kinds of yellow carpet kind of color, ground cover. And the sky. The sky, Rosie. We didn't even turn the radio on. We were both
No, we never did.
And all the clouds kind of, you know, the storm kind of lifted a little bit, and the sky had 100 shades of white and gray and blue, and then that bluebird sky behind it.
The full rainbow over the Hacienda.
Yes. Yeah, we drove back to see the Vulture Mine.
Got a great picture of that.
That's on Facebook. The Hacienda wet?
Yeah.
I always get a kick out of that.
Yeah. It's rolling. There was some running water in the Hacienda.
And all the trees in that preserve were like lime green. So just a great time of year to get outside. But we drove into town. It was raining. We thought, hey, nobody's around. And we stepped into the Spur Cafe, and guess what? Everybody was in there having breakfast. So, and by the time we got there, I guess it was lunch. We had lunch. It was delicious little lunch. And then we walked over to the Desert Caballeros Western Museum and just had a wonderful visit. We hadn't been there in, I hate to admit, maybe 15 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
So it's changed quite a bit since then. And we met Dan Finley, who's the executive director of the museum. And we have him online with us this morning. I'm going to bring him in here, Gary. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dan. Oh, he's there. Okay, well.
Yeah. What was your favorite part of the museum?
Favorite part of the museum? I loved all of it, but I do have one favorite picture.
Which one?
It's called Two Generations by Bill Owens.
Oh.
I feel so bad. Hi, Dan. Good morning.
It helps if Gary unlocks
good
your
morning.
Phone.
Yeah, of course.
He's going, I'm here. I'm here.
Radio works that way.
Yeah. Glad. Thanks for joining us this morning, Dan. I know it's early, and we appreciate you coming on with
us. Oh, no, it's a pleasure, and I'm delighted to welcome you there to Wickenburg a few days ago. It was a great visit. There's so many really wonderful things in Wickenburg that we're delighted to show them off any chance we get.
Well, I think the museum is high ranked in that. And you told me you liked rainy days because it brought people in and it was crowded.
Yeah,
everybody walking around with their headsets, bumping into each other, backing into each other.
Wickenburg has become the roping capital of really the entire West, the team roping capital of the West. And that means all kinds of people come to town to participate in that activity. But when it rains, they can't really do that very well. So they all come to the museum, and that's a good day for us.
Well, nobody should wait for the rain to come to the museum because it was quite the treasure. Why don't you just kind of tell our listeners what to expect if they come to the museum? What would you see on a normal day?
Well, the museum is 50 years old. We're, as a matter of fact, celebrating our 50th anniversary in just a couple of months. So we're very excited about that. And over time, we have really evolved from just a Western history museum to a Western history and art museum. And Jennifer, you mentioned your favorite painting there. And we have wonderful history of the Wickenburg area and Arizona and the West in general, telling all the wonderful stories that make up the attributes, the character, the really all that goes into being Western. But what we learned over time is there's a wonderful way to tell that story, and that's through art. So when you come to the museum, you not only will experience the great stories of the West, and specifically going through the sections of Old Wickenburg that we've recreated in the museum, to now this terrific art collection of both some of the great Western masters, people that your listeners would all know, the Remingtons and the Russells. But now we've got lots of contemporary Western artists in the museum as well. So it's really quite a broad range of things that people will see in the museum each visit. And I might say that each visit that they come will be a little bit different because things at the museum are always changing.
We got a little preview, a little sneak of what's coming up. You guys have a really wonderful event coming up real soon here called the Cowgirl Up. And we got to go behind the scenes, and you were taking down and getting ready to put back up. And this is great timing because starts March 29th, right?
That's correct. Yeah, our biggest activity of the entire year is an art show and sale called Cowgirl Up. And that show features 56 women artists, Western artists, who are really the very, very best female artists at what they do. The show is now in its 14th year. It began really as a response to really the male-dominated world of Western art, that it was felt that the women just weren't getting a fair shake back 14 years ago. And as a result, the Western art world needed something like a women's show. And it particularly has grown over the years. And now we have, with the Me Too movement going on across the country, our show is even more relevant than ever. And the show now features just really the very finest female Western artists anywhere in the United States. And they all come together beginning for our opening weekend on March 29th. And the show goes all the way through March 12th. So if you can't make it on the opening weekend, you certainly got a number of weeks there to come to Wickenburg to see the show.
And opening weekend is actually a big fundraiser for y'all. You all close off the street. You have tents. You can visit with the artists. You can meet them, right?
Oh, yeah. That's really the best part of the show. The show is certainly, number one, it's a way to promote female artists of the West. The show, secondly, is a very important fundraiser for the museum, but it really is also just a grand way to come and learn about the West, celebrate the West, and really enjoy everything that we have to offer.
Well, and we are talking fine art. The pieces are absolutely high quality. And the really cool thing, yes, I thought was you can purchase the pieces. You can't have them till after the event, the exhibition, but you can go ahead and purchase them.
We have, it's certainly fine art. It's predominantly painting and sculptures, but oftentimes a few other very unique pieces that become part of the show. The main show, those pieces, people are certainly encouraged to purchase, but they do stay at the museum for the duration of the show. But we do have a component of the show that are called miniatures, which are just smaller paintings that if they're purchased anytime during the show, people can take those paintings with them. On Sunday, March 31st, we have really the most popular part of the entire show, and that's what we call our quick draw, where on Sunday morning we get about 15 or 20 of the artists who are willing to literally do a painting within about an hour and a half time frame, and they do it in front of 700 people. If you can imagine the pressure,
pressure
trying to create a really terrific piece of art while all these people are walking around and looking over your shoulder. But then those paintings are for sale as well, and people can take those home with them on that Sunday.
Just a great event. And people can get a preview at your website, westernmuseum.org. Go to the exhibitions or the events and click down on the Cowgirl Up, and then you can click through each artist and see what's going to be available. So if you spend a little time.
285 pieces available on that website. So there's certainly going to be something there for everybody.
I wanted all of them. They were absolutely gorgeous. I went through thinking, well, I'll just talk about a few of my favorites. But you know what? They are all beautiful and quality.
They are all. And some of the artists would be considered traditional. Some are contemporary.
Mm-hmm. Some a mixture.
So certainly going to be some. Yeah, it's a great mixture. Lots of different media, and it's so if you like acrylics, if you like watercolors, if you like bronze sculptures, really is all there for you.
The Desert Caballeros Western Museum, known as Arizona's most western museum, right in Wickenburg. We're visiting with Mr. Daniel Finley, executive director, and when you're talking about who could you see there, here's a sample of some of the work we saw: Remington, Russell, Moran, Kurt Walters, Bill Nebaker, Scott Baxter, Phippen, Beeler. I mean, these are the icons of Western art, and really, really enjoyed the visit. Daniel, thanks a million for joining us this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Please come back soon.
We will.